This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the gathering after inaugurating Grameen Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from 4th to 9th of January. The theme of this Mahotsav is Building a Resilient Rural India for a Viksit Bharat 2047. The Prime Minister said his government's intentions, policies and decisions are filling rural India with new energy. Announcing that Union Cabinet has approved continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana for one more year, Mr. Modi said that over the past decade, the amount of agricultural loans have also been enhanced 3.5 times and MSP has been consistently increased on various crops. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with Indian entrepreneur Vishal Sikka in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that India is committed to taking the lead in artificial intelligence with a focus on innovation and creating opportunities for the youth. During the meeting, the Prime Minister and Mr. Sikka held a detailed and wide-ranging discussion on AI and its impact on the country. Senior scientist and one of the key architects of India's nuclear program, Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram, passed away in the early hours today at a hospital in Mumbai. He was 88 and had been unwell for several days. Dr. Chidambaram played a pivotal role in shaping India's nuclear weapons program. He was instrumental in India's first nuclear test in 1974, as well as the Pokhran 2 test in 1998, which established India as a nuclear power. He was honored with the Padma Shri in 1975, followed by the Padma Vibhushan in 1999. Prime Minister Modi expressed condolences on the demise of Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the scientist was one of the key architects of India's nuclear program. He hailed his contributions in strengthening India's scientific and strategic capabilities. Mr. Modi also said that he will be remembered with gratitude by the whole nation and his efforts will inspire the generations to come. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today urged children not to take stress during exams and to be passionate about life. Interacting with children at the Exam Warriors Art Festival hosted by NDMC in Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav emphasized that actors and sportspersons perform well because they are passionate about their work. Around 5,000 children from various schools participated in the Exam Warriors Art Festival. BJP has fielded former party MP Parvesh Verma from New Delhi Assembly seat against AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, while party leader Ramesh Bidhuri will fight from Kalkaji seat against Delhi's Chief Minister Atishi. The party today released its first list of 29 candidates for the Delhi Assembly polls. In Bihar, the three-day-long celebration of Prakash Utsav to mark the 358th birth anniversary of the 10th and last Sikh Guru, Guru Gobind Singh, began at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib in Patna city today. The Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib is the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth, Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj. A big Prabhat Pheri, a morning procession, was taken out from Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib, which passed through Guru Ka Bagh and Patna Sahib station, several other places of Patna city area, before concluding at Takht Sahib. In cricket, India were 141 for 6 in the second innings against Australia at stumps on day 2 of the decisive 5th and final test match of Water Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney. The visitors have taken a lead of 145 runs. Ravindra Jadeja and Washington Sundar were at the crease when stumps were drawn. Earlier, Rishabh Pant smashed a quick 61 off 33 balls, recording the second fastest 50 by an Indian in test cricket. And in Hockey India League, Sharjah Rar Bengals are set to play against Delhi SG Pipers at 6 p.m. today. Meanwhile, Hyderabad Tufans will take on Team Gonasika in another match at 8:15 p.m. Both the league matches will be played at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela. And that is the end of this news bulletin.